No one can forgive me, but blues singer and guitarist John Hammond has made his own indelible mark in American music. No other blues player brings new life to the old songs with as much passion and honesty as he does. Yet his own star is eclipsed somewhat by the memory of his father.
We'd like absolute quiet in the room, too, please. Okay? 79148, death letter, take two.
That's John Hammond's dad, John Henry Hammond Jr., the legendary Columbia Records talent scout who discovered Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Here he is in a 1965 session with Delta Bluesman Son House.
I had a job on the levee. I had a good-looking woman. Then you.
Excuse me, son. I won the same number again, death letter again.
Oh, the same one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
All right, sorry.
All right.
Did your dad ever help you with your career?
He didn't think it was a very good idea for me to get into playing.
And then you did. How did you feel about when you started out?
I think he must have been scared, you know, for me, or nervous for me anyway, because... I mean, having dealt with so many artists and knowing the nature of the business, you know, I'm sure he was very concerned. And that, you know, translated to me as, well, I'm going to do it anyway, you know. And if I screw up, I screw up. If I do well, I do well. But I'm not going to do with my life just what you think is right, you know. And so I went out my own and... And when he saw, after a while, after you know, a few years, I'd been recording and getting gigs and doing okay, you know, then he was very proud. He said, yeah.
Were you close to him?
Not really. I didn't grow up with my dad. My parents were divorced when I was 5, and I lived with my mother and my brother. And I left home when I was 18 to seek my fortune.
Carry a big gun, cast a long shadow till the day is done. Do 90 miles an hour down the devil's trail, done hard time in 100 jails. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby.
Was there any kind of reconciliation between you two before your father died?
I don't know if there was anything that was so out that needed reconciling. There were some minor skirmishes along the way that, you know, could never be resolved, you know, that I don't feel that bad about. I mean, he knows... That I love him and that I, you know, was very conscious of his, you know, incredible contribution to this world. You know, in 100 years they'll start to say, gee, who was that guy? You know, and perhaps he'll be acknowledged a little bit more. As a producer for all those great artists that he discovered and recorded, he never took a royalty from any of his artists. He was a... He got paid, you know, a salary at Columbia, and he, you know, preferred to be active than to be an executive. He was actively on the road listening to artists perform and recording and was, you know, a hands-on guy. He was an amazing man. I will never fill his shoes.
Well, you don't know that yet.
Well, I mean, I can only be me, and I will never be him. And a lot of interviewers seem to think that I'm, you know, somehow carrying on his tradition or something. You know, and I've got my own tradition going. Thanks.
No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby. No one can forgive me but my baby.